Yo, down to the wire, 513, episode 55, back at it again. What's going on, Brody?
What's good with it, bro?
That was nasty, wasn't it?
Man.
Yeah, that was a nice block. Goaltending, though. It was a good block.
Oh, hey. And game. Oh, my bad.
Hey, okay then, Bronny.
Okay then, Bronny.
It was somebody else that was just on the phone that said that fourth quarter, Bronny wasn't doing his thing. And, man, he just landed something nasty. That was nasty.
Man.
That was nasty.
Damn, bro.
Breaking news.
Live on the show, though. Live on the show.
LeBron James just dropped a bomb on him. You hear me?
Yeah. Good fight, Indiana. Good fight. But
yeah, series is over for you, Indiana. Played a good fight. You know what I'm saying? On that note, it was good to see Wade in the playoffs. I'm pretty sure he got,
one more
seasons to go.
I hope so. I mean.
Oh, well, he said he ain't talking retirement yet, so.
No, he's saying he didn't want to break news, but he's definitely contemplating it. He just didn't want to break it.
I think he should come back and get his goodbye season, man.
Yeah, I think Wade should go back too, definitely. I don't think he should retire like that.
Yep.
He gotta do one whole season in Miami, one last whole season before he go out.
Terrible defense.
Man, I can't believe that, bro.
That's just like the shot back when you hit him versus Orlando back in 2009.
Nah, that was way better than that because he actually, like, that one Orlando, he threw that up. That one
Tristan
was
Thompson
like,
ain't play tonight. What's going on with him?
You know Tristan Kardashian, man.
Tristan Kardashian.
Man, you know Kardashians, man.
You know,
he on the period, bro. He on the period.
Shout out to Tristan.
But, yeah, man. D-Wade, man. I mean, it's up there. I mean, I wouldn't mind seeing him come back again, but with Miami, like, Miami's future is slim. Hassan Whiteside is a certified bum. He finessed the Heat out of 100 mil.
Yeah.
Oh, man, when y'all say bum,
summer,
I mean, he...
Nobody want to hear me out when I said that. He a bum, bro.
I wouldn't say a bum.
Bro, he,
when you get paid $100 million and you're doing what he does, you're a bum.
Facts. Got exposed.
I was telling everybody that before that whole summer he got paid, I was telling everybody to not pay him that money. He's not worth it. Everybody's like, no, he ain't, man. See what he's doing, defense. Man, he kids grow up. Role player. Glorified role player.
Is that what he is, Brody?
He ain't glorified. He's just a role player.
Yeah, man. Whiteside definitely got exposed. And I'm surprised. I mean, the whole Miami Heat team doesn't show up to play, in my opinion. D-Wade won them game two. He put him in position to win game four at home. He just didn't have no help at home. And then last night, Meek Mill got out, and it was over.
Yeah. Meek, I ain't seen you get that much love in a long time, baby. Shout out to Meek Mill, man.
You know,
he done taking L's now? He done taking L's?
Look, now, you know they setting up, right?
So you had to go to
the... They setting up Philly-Toronto Eastern Conference Finals, Meek Mill versus Drake Part 2.
Oh man!
I'm rolling with the six.
You finally got me off South down.
Yeah, I'm rolling with the six. He gonna say that and make me roll with the six like that.
Yeah, man. I want to, but I gotta roll with him. I just don't laugh with Meek at all, man. But I'll be out of jail though. You know.
Yeah. Shout out to Meek Mills. Hopefully justice is served in his case.
Man.
Yeah.
What y'all think about Portland getting swept by the Pelicans, man? Like Dame was basically a no-show this series.
I'm really disappointed in him.
I'm highly disappointed. I saw something today that said Meek got free, but Dame's still locked up. But yeah, it's sad, man. He played like crap the whole series, man. When you get paid, like I said, once you start getting like max money and superstar money, and you don't like show up, and moments you gotta show up, and you're a bum. He ain't no bum. I don't put him on that level yet, but I mean, you gotta show up, bro.
You call Chris Paul certified loser for not getting to the Western Conference Finals.
He ain't no bum though. He just
Damian Lillard ain't.
He ain't no bum, but.
He ain't been in the game as much either, though. Like, as long,
yeah,
I should say.
What's it about, six years?
Chris Paul lost, I ain't call him no certified loser. But, I mean, he loses your whole career. You've been in the league 15 years. What are you? You're a loser.
What, they ain't been, what, about 6 years?
But they ain't
15.
Man.
6-15 is a huge difference, dog.
Yeah. Dame, I mean, but at least CP3 shows up in the playoffs, though.
This is the first playoff he ain't show up, though.
No. Like I said, off air last week, outside of that game when the shot he hit against Houston in 2014, what has Dame done in the playoffs?
I mean, he'd be averaging like 26 in the playoffs. I was excited, though. But, like, when he played against, like, good comp, like, I ain't gonna lie. When he played against Chris Paul in that series, so Chris Paul got hurt, before Chris Paul went out with that injury, that hand injury, he was locking Dame up. Dame was getting shut down. He looked terrible. And then Chris Paul got hurt, but when they come out, they win.
Yes. So, yeah, six ain't quite 15 years, but it ain't looking too good.
I mean, it
good.
Ain't even half, bro. Come on.
Yeah, then plus you can't say that because Dame ain't had a – I don't care what I say.
Dame ain't had the team that Chris Paul
hold on,
had.
Hold on. LaMarcus Aldridge ain't help? Bro, LaMarcus
Aldridge – Yeah, probably 1 year.
LaMarcus Aldridge is better than David West, though.
He got him for 1 year, bro. And then he bounced on him. 2 years of the max. So he had him like 2 years maybe.
Three.
He bounced on him.
It was his first three.
Still, bro, you know, you're coming to your own in the league until you, like, you know, a good solid 3 years in.
Nah, Dame came in firing, bro.
He came in firing, but he wasn't, like, no top five point guard that early.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, you putting all this pressure on CP3, bro.
I mean, come on, man. You can't compare Damian Lillard and CP3
in the playoffs.
CP3 supposed to be the top 10 point guard
ever. Yeah.
They on a different wavelength right now.
Nah.
Yeah, man. And then you gotta think, man. Like right now, Damian is in his prime right now. He hasn't had the team that Chris Paul had in his prime. Chris Paul has some solid teams in his prime. Dame hasn't had a very solid team in this time yet,
they was number three in the West.
They overachieved.
They definitely overachieved.
Come on, man.
Before the All Star break, they was garbage. When they like the ninth seed or something,
they weren't garbage.
They won in the playoffs.
They won the game. They won the games.
Come on, bro.
So you telling me that they got hot at the right time
when you want to get hot.
So you telling me that
Blazers, and then what happened?
You telling me that Blazers team is as good as that CP3 Hornets team, or was that the Hornets team, Pelicans, whatever they were when he was in Orleans?
Yeah, they about even.
No,
they about
crazy,
even.
Crazy.
They about even.
Hecky nah.
You crazy.
They about even.
You crazy, bro. You crazy. They have no other players that's going to make an All-Star team other than him and CJ.
That Chris Paul team
had like four All-Stars on it.
Four? No, stop it. It was only David West and Chris Paul, bro.
Tyson Chandler was.
I ain't saying that one time. I'm saying they had
Nurkic is nice.
Man, but he never gonna be an All-Star.
Tyson Chandler was an All-Star.
He wasn't then, but he was in his career, and so was Tayshia.
Come on.
I ain't talking about why Chris Paul was there, because of course, you know, they have four All-Stars in his tenure there, but I'm talking about players he had on the team have been very good in the league before or after they left that team. Like David West, he was solid there, and he was solid in Indiana, he was solid. Tyson Chandler was solid there, he was solid pretty much everywhere he's been, he's been solid. Pedro was solid in Sacramento before he went there. Like they had solid players in that squad. Bro, they have no players on that team.
This Blazer team has solid players, bro.
Who's gonna make an All-Star team other than Dame and CJ? Possibly CJ might make it. If CJ's saying West, he ain't make an All-Star team ever. Who?
That doesn't mean he's not deserving. That just means the West is loaded.
Hey, if you don't get the All-Star now, you ain't no All-Star ever. So who else is gonna make an All-Star team on that team? Nobody, bro.
Bro, who else has made an All-Star? You name Peja Stojakovic.
He done hit like the most close to top five most threes in NBA history, right?
Right. He can't say Peja was never a dog.
He's an animal. Yeah, like Peja's no joke.
He was a dog, but when he was in New Orleans, he was way past his prime.
But he was balling still, though.
He was balling, though.
All you had to do was spot up and shoot.
Okay. That's all he ever really did.
Right.
No, in Sacramento, he played D. He played D, too.
A little bit, but...
I feel like his defense was on par.
Right. You saying that? Okay, so Pedro's past prime. He's post-prime when he was in New Orleans. I'll give you that. Who do Dame have right now that's post prime that was ever as good as Pedro ever was?
Bro, Portland ain't got no sniper like Peja, but they got solid. Like I said, Nurkic is nice. He's a young up and coming center.
He's never gonna be an All Star.
You said what?
He's never gonna be an All Star.
I don't even think he ever gonna be deserving.
Yeah. He never gonna get a vote for All Star. He's never gonna get voted by Coach. He's not gonna vote ever. He's not getting voted, bro.
Yeah, because he's up in Portland.
He's like, I'm talking about coach's vote. He ain't getting voted at all.
It's only his third year. It's only his third year in the league.
And he ain't not gonna be All Star ever, bro. Who else? They have no one, bro.
Evan Turner's a solid
he's
pro.
A solid pro.
Come on,
that's my Ohio State guy.
Evan Turner's a bust.
A bust.
No, yes, nah. Bro. He's a bust. Number two pick overall. He's a bust, bro.
He's a bust.
Hey, $17 million says otherwise, bro.
Right, because they overpaid him.
He's a solid vet, bro.
He's highly overpaid.
He's a bust.
My God. He's never been good.
Evan Turner's a bust.
Never been good, bro. I called it coming out. I called it coming out of Ohio State. He's like, Evan Turner's going to be a bitch. Like, no, he's not. He's going to be a – who did I say he's going to be like? I forget who I say he's going to be like, but somebody trash. Like, he's not good, bro. Like, come again, man. Come on, try again.
Stop it.
Try again, bro. Who else you got?
Bro, stop it.
You ain't got nobody else, bro, because they trash? I know, bro.
Anyway.
All I'm saying, Dame ain't performing in the playoffs. CP3 has at least performed.
I ain't ready to place that on Dame yet. It's coming, though. It's coming. But I ain't ready to place that on him yet.
I mean, like, his teams would have been, like, when he first, he was a rookie. Yeah, how long he done had Aldridge been gone now? 3 years, something like that? This is third season?
About 4 years since Aldridge.
He's been gone like 4 years.
Yeah, man. He ain't, you know, C.J. McCollum, he ain't really had what CP3 had. Blake, DeAndre, come on, man.
Right. He had Lob City. Come on, Lob City.
This the new L.A.
Right. Man, we ain't do nothing. No banners hanging up in there. Trash. He ruined that team. He ruined the whole team. If he never went to L.A., Blake would still be there right now. If I'm Blake, man, I'm trying to put hands on CP3, bro. You got me? Messed up my whole career in L.A., bro. Before you came here, I was looked at as up and coming power forward in the league.
Before Chris Paul came there, they weren't winning.
And Blake would still look like a perennial all-star.
Blake would have just been a superstar that everybody came to see, but he wouldn't have been winning nothing.
Hey, he was perennial all-star.
Or not winning they didn't win with Chris Paul, but he wouldn't have been to the playoffs, all I'm saying.
He is perennial all-star.
Without Chris
Paul out there.
Without Chris Paul, the Clippers would not have that one banner in Staples Center.
He ruined that team. He ruined that franchise's dreams.
I'm not going that far. That's because you don't like CP3, that's why.
Yo, so like word on the street is Kawhi Leonard wants to come to La La Land. Ran, I personally want to know what you feel about this. Tell me, do you want Kawhi in La La Land?
I mean, of course I want him there, but I ain't trying to trade all the whole roster to get him there. So, I mean, honestly, I'm cool. I don't think Pop is dumb enough to trade him there unless he's going to get a great deal for it. So he's going to want Lonzo, Cruz, B.I. Nah, man, I'm cool. I do want Kawhi there, but I'm not about to get a whole roster to get him. I'm good.
We ain't gonna give up that much. I mean, two of the three.
They say Lonzo will be gone, and I'm not giving up Lonzo for Kawhi. Right?
I'm giving up Lonzo.
I'm not, man. I just Kawhi got. Lonzo got some upside to him, bro. You got to have players still, and I think Lonzo gonna end up being a superstar.
I'm taking bro. Kawhi still has at least 8 years left.
I got you. I feel you. But it kind of just depends how much you like the person. Like he got a bad taste in his mouth when what's our name? My guy that's in Brooklyn. Russell. Russell. Yeah, you know, yeah. Rand still got a bad taste in his mouth from giving up.
I do.
You know what I'm saying? You got a bad taste in your mouth, so I'm just not prepared to do because you got to have stars on your team.
Right.
Yeah, you do.
And if we just trade lines, if we trade off star for star, we're not really getting better. Right. I mean, we'll get better, but it won't be championship better. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So you got to maintain your players.
Saying, like this summer, it's not really.
We don't need them this year. He'll be a free agent.
I want Paul George. I want Boogie. I want all these players. But I mean, honestly, if we get one of these players, if we get just one of them, we're not going to be much better than we were this year, or we will be without them. Honestly, we're not going to beat the Warriors. We're not going to beat the Rockets still if we get one of these guys. If we get two of them, okay, you talking. If we get one, like we're not gonna make no noise for real. So Because we got a plan to get two of these guys, like, this summer. I said we just hold out, let our young guys continue to develop and actually get game time experience of, you know, being, like, in a clutch and, you know, doing stuff in the game rather than go out and try to expedite our growth and get one of these superstars out there right now.
But sometimes you can't always witch. Sometimes you have to strike with an iron side. Because it could be like another Aldridge situation. Aldridge wanted to bounce last year in San Antonio. Now he talked to Pop. Now everything's cool. He re-upped.
Personally, I just want y'all to know that Kawhi Leonard's not going anywhere.
He's not going nowhere.
Yeah, just so y'all know. I mean, we're talking about it, but it kind of is like pointless because he's not going anywhere.
Yeah, they're not trading him.
Hey, the Spurs are going to keep their – they're gonna mend that relationship, but
if he wants out, they're going to wait until the last minute, like before trade deadline to trade him. They're not going to make no move in the summer, I don't think, at least.
None.
They definitely got to make a move, though, because they ain't just going to let him walk for nothing.
Oh, right. But I think he'll sign the Supermax extension this summer.
He's not going nowhere, bro. He's not going nowhere.
And they treat him good down there for the most part. I mean, they got a little bump in the road, but that's what happens with sometimes. You know what I'm saying?
But I'm saying if he wanted out, like he's not going there, but if he wanted out, I would.
The Lakers would have to give up Lonzo and Ingram or Lonzo and Randall.
You got to, though, because like.
I ain't doing it for him.
No, I'm saying, or anybody, really.
But
then you're going to have three guys who play all the same position with Kuz, Ingram, and Kawhi, and that won't work.
I'm not giving up.
Kawhi can play the two, though. Kawhi can play the two.
Kawhi can play the two, but I'm not giving up. I'm not giving up Lonzo. I'm giving up Kuz, and they want one of those guys. I'm not giving none of those guys. I'm cool, bro.
I'll give up a straight up Kuz and first round pick for Kawhi, though.
Yeah, I would do that, but I mean, I'm not giving up more than I'm not giving.
Yeah,
up,
I'm not giving up a double because I mean, then it puts you back in the position you was already.
Right. And then
not enough. You need three,
bro. Like,
and they developing. Like, they got, you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That all be stars.
And then we got good.
I mean, but look, but you got to bet on your players sometimes. Look at the Warriors.
You do.
Yep. Clay Thompson came in, I was be nothing. Look at him now.
Draymond as well.
Draymond, even Steph.
And yeah, Steph wasn't supposed to be that. He was supposed to be good, but he wasn't supposed to be that.
Yeah, like. Hey, you gotta just trust your process, man.
Les Ball could turn into one of them shooters like Steph or Clay.
Hey, listen though, Lonzo ain't gonna keep missing that shot. He been making that shot his whole life. You can bet that he gonna start making shots.
And he did toward the end of the season. He shot a lot better from three.
I'm willing to bet Lonzo's not gonna keep missing.
Nah, he's not. And then also we gotta think, bro. Like San Antonio has better support and cash than Lakers have. We give up. You know, some of our young guys for Kawhi, we still gonna be trash. We have no supporting cast. Like, who we gonna put around Kawhi?
That's what.
Like, we have no one to put around Kawhi right now. So I'm not going for that.
That's attraction, though.
I mean, you got
Lonzo. You got Lonzo Ingram. You got the young guys in LA. But
if he really wants to come to LA when he's free agent, he'll come to LA. Other than that, I'm not trading all my young assets for a guy. I'm not doing it. And Kawhi is a great player. But, like, I mean, I don't know, man. I would not be able to.
Transcended player, bro. Do you think Ingram or Ball is going to be a Kawhi?
I think you know what I think about Ingram.
Yeah, you know, I think Ingram will be a beast. But
yeah, you know
together,
what I'm saying? Ingram is
all the... together, bro. Come on. All them together is better than Kawhi. I'm not trading... Like, we want two of them just to get Kawhi, and then we're going to be in the same spot. Like, all those guys together will be better than Kawhi Leonard is right now by himself.
Right.
I'm not trading up multiple of those guys just to get Kawhi. Like, nah, I'm cool.
And I'm just saying, we wouldn't be done with Kawhi. We wouldn't be done making moves. That's all I'm saying. We get Kawhi, we're definitely not going to be done making moves.
What's he going to get?
Well, just like you said, if Leonard could play the two, you can get PG. PG definitely not happy in OKC right now, getting bounced in the first round.
He out.
PG needs to head to the Sixers, man. He's a perfect fit there.
He needs to head to Philly. But do you think Kawhi can be like the main guy on a championship team every single year?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, yeah, that's to be saying. He nice. I don't know.
I'm just asking.
Honestly, if insert last year's Kawhi on this Spurs team this year, this series easily goes seven.
I still lose though, probably.
We got a healthy, is it a healthy Curry playing too, or
no? No.
Oh, if Curry's not playing, okay. They might have a chance to beat them.
Yeah, this year.
Yeah, Curry hurt. Yeah, they got a chance to beat them with Curry not playing.
Yeah, with Curry playing though, it's going six at most.
All right, so before we switch, we know Pelicans Warriors is the next matchup. Where is that going? I think six.
They might drive it. I think it'll go six games because they want it to.
Yeah.
That way Steph will be able to play games five and six.
I say six, too. I don't know, though. Might go out here and just...
Yeah, they might go out there and crack their skull.
Yeah, but I mean,
you know what though?
I don't see Drew Holiday playing the way he played last year.
I don't either, and I also don't see Anthony Davis getting 50 every game. Draymond Green's not going for it. He gonna give him the 30 ball.
He ain't gonna. Yeah,
he'll give him the 30 ball.
Yeah, maybe not 50.
He gonna give him the 30 ball, but he ain't getting. You're not getting 50 on Draymond.
Hell out.
AD got going over 35 this series though.
But he average 30.
I say 30.
I'm on 35.
But I mean, if he averaged 35 and they shut their belts down, they get swept, so it don't matter.
Drew Holiday ain't doing that again, though.
I mean, we got to see him ball out
like that. I just don't see him doing it again.
No, not 40, but Drew Holiday definitely
Drew Holiday, nice. Yeah, he could be productive. Also, it's important. Quinn Cook is a better defender than Damian Lillard. He is.
And you also got more bodies to throw at him.
Yeah, and you know, Quinn and Quinn Cook don't got a score, so all he can just sit there and worry about. Now, Drew Holiday is a bigger guard, so he can shoot over the top of him, but Quinn Cook is a better defender than Damian Lillard.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, Quinn Cook probably better defender than anyone they had to put on Drew Holiday.
Right.
Honestly, so.
Oh, bro, I don't know. The way Drew Holiday was cooking, bro, I don't know if anybody would have been able to.
They got bodies, too, though, man. Clay can switch over and go on, too. You know, Clay got locked down, so.
It's going to be interesting, but I think Warriors in six, though.
Clay got locked down, man. I think they're going to come out and put Clay on Drew Holiday. Shut all that down real quick.
What happened to your T-Wolves, Ran?
Well, the T-Wolves, man. Let me answer what happened to the T-Wolves. The T-Wolves just quit playing in the third quarter. I don't know what.
Nah, cause Gray, you was the one saying they can beat Houston.
They can. It's Tibbs, bro. Tibbs is not a good offensive coach.
It's Cat.
His offensive schemes are terrible.
Bro, it's Cat, bro.
Terrible. No, it's not his fault. It's some of his fault too. But it's not all on him, man. If you're the coach, you got a young guy. Cat, what, 20, 21 years old?
Yeah, first
man. His first playoff. He don't know what he out there doing. He out there probably shell shot. Tibbs wants to be like, look, Cat, we're gonna run a couple plays for you to get you in the paint. I want you to do this all series. You got Captain on 3-point line, bro.
It ain't shell shock when you can't take advantage of your mismatch, bro.
Wait, just for a second.
You need the ball when you have a mismatch on.
Jamil says that Leonard to the Cavs. What y'all think about that? I said that earlier, too.
To the Cavs?
He won't LeBron have play with Kawhi, but that ain't happening, cuz.
That ain't happening.
It would work though. It would work though.
Nah, bro.
You don't think them two could coexist?
They can coexist, but
Kawhi Leonard don't need the ball in his hands a whole lot.
Yeah, but it's zero chance in hell then that's happening, bro.
It's not happening, dog.
Man.
I do see him going east though. If they trade him, he's going to the east for sure. I don't think Pop won't trade him to no West Coast team.
Okay, but the Timberwolves, they just laid an egg in the third quarter. They just laid an egg. Like, I don't even know. They just stopped playing. It was like, what? 50 points? 50?
Yeah, man.
One quarter?
It's Tibbs, bro. I'm telling you, it's Tibbs, bro.
Tibbs don't normally.
This is one game, bro. Cat's been MIA all series, bro. Except game three when they won.
Offensive schemes, man. Like, Tibbs' offensive schemes is terrible. He still thinks D-Rose back in 2009.
Rose was hooping, though. Rose had a good game.
Rose, he's hooping.
He's balling out, though. He's balling out. But, bro, that's not the players who win the series. It's Cat. Get Cat involved, bro. Get Cat involved. Get Cat moving. Get Cat scoring a couple little bunnies, bro. Get him hyped. Like, he's not doing that. That's his fault, bro.
And Wiggins is
Cat's fault, too. It's someone Cat's fault, too, but
And Wiggins is just no longer interested in playing. And
he won out, bro.
He won out, yeah.
But can you blame him, though? I don't blame him at all, honestly.
No, I mean.
Last year, he was coming to his own, about to be a perennial all-star kind of talent. And then you go out there and get Jimmy Butler, and now his growth is just, like, stopped.
Bro,
he stopped.
He should be able to take advantage of that goal because he's the third scorer because they focusing on Cat and Jimmy Butler. So you should be able to go get your buckets.
But he ain't getting opportunity to get the ball and actually like do nothing with it. He getting spot up jumpers, but he not getting the ball like last year. All these shots Jimmy's getting for the game winning shots that he's doing some BS fadeaways like he Kobe or something.
That was all
Wiggins shots last year.
I mean,
now Wiggins is being reduced to standing in the corner waiting for the ball to come to him. Which I mean, I would hate it too. If you got the guy of his talent, and you got to stand on the wing and wait for the ball to come to you, nah, bro, I ain't happy with that.
Two different scenarios, but just like CP3 can adjust his game, his career, Wiggins can develop. Need to stay in the gym.
He's not as mature as that. But he ain't at a stage of his career right now.
Season? Yeah, four.
Yeah, he's still very young. Like you telling me, if Chris Paul would have took a backseat to James Harden 5 years ago? Hell no. Chris Paul had a ball in his hand most time. Now he realized I'm past my prime. This guy is currently in his prime, killing the league. I'm gonna give him the ball. I'm gonna stay here and wait. I'm staying here and watch.
That's Wiggins.
He's smart.
That's Wiggins just being dumb right there. Because I mean, if you don't,
he's 22. I'm not about to stand around and watch, man. I'm 22.
You know how good Wiggins could be if he had a respectable jumper.
Trade me. I'm out of here. I want out. Y'all pay me now. Trade. I'm out of here.
He going somewhere and going to be Harrison Barnes probably, that caliber.
Nah, bro. Harrison, I'm doing him like that.
Harrison Barnes,
my guy though. Harrison, my guy though. But he,
Harrison nah, Barnes bro, looked better like with better players though. Yeah. He just really messed
guy,
up
man.
Not making them
that
shots.
Finals just cost him his career pretty yeah, much.
Bro, but he got a max deal. No, not really.
I mean, Dallas paid him a max deal, so it ain't costing
right,
that much.
He got money, but
Harrison was worth the max. Though, I mean, for his pay grade. I feel like he had a shot. He just had a super bad series though. Harrison was balling. Now it don't look like he earned that money for real.
Yeah. Man,
He made two of those threes
and wore that champs that year.
Yep.
I'm a huge Harrison Barnes fan. He a North Carolina guy. I thought, like, going to the Warriors, I thought he was being held back a little bit offensively. So I thought, like, when they traded him to – when he
I thought it was going to be a James Harden type of –
Bro, I called that, bro. I said he just like James Harden.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
What?
Nah, maybe not him, but, you know, just
– Not that scale, but, you know.
I thought his game was going to elevate kind of like that. You know what I'm saying?
Not James Harden scale, like MVP caliber, but I thought he would be, like, 23 points, 25 points a game.
Listen, he averaged 18.9, so 19 and 6. He's not playing bad.
Yeah, he ain't playing bad, man. He just like.
But you know what it really is that the team sucks. So nobody's really paying him that much attention.
He's their top option. He shouldn't be. He's more of a third, fourth option kind of guy.
When Dirk doesn't want to retire yet.
Yeah, Dirk's just holding on, getting on paychecks. I ain't hating on you, Dirk. Get your money, bruh.
All right, but to my knowledge, it was a fight this past weekend, wasn't it?
Wait. Can we touch on the six first? What's going on with the six? You know what I'm saying?
Squad, you trying to see what with the six?
Yeah.
We just won tonight. DeRozan dropped 32. Six guy was on course out once again. You know, him and Wall got a little beef going on.
Wall can have his beef back in the capital city. series over, right?
Nah, 3-2.
3-2? 3-2. I thought this was a closeout tonight.
Nah, not tonight.
I was tied 2-2.
Everybody,
they choked.
I ain't gonna lie. I can't say nothing.
Y'all choked, bro.
Yeah, in game four, yeah.
Yeah, I love
what we saying. You don't want this to go game seven, cuz. You don't want it to go seven.
Nah, we've been here before game seven, home, back at the crib. I mean, I'd much rather us end it in six.
Yeah, I got you, bro. Y'all need a little bit of rest, a little bit.
Nah, because Cleveland, they going 6-2, so it ain't.
Y'all need it, bro.
It ain't gonna be that big of a deal.
Y'all scared of LeBron. Y'all need more rest than you need. Y'all scared of him.
Y'all stop.
Yeah, y'all scared of LeBron.
You not scared of him, but they are.
Homies are you?
Nah, look.
They scared as
the guy is.
They scared as hell of LeBron James.
Kobe Light is scared of LeBron. He's like, man, I ain't got LeBron on my team. If I had LeBron, man, blah, blah, blah. Like, come on, bro.
Sarcasm, but don't worry. Hey, game.
Nah, I don't want sarcasm. He was dead serious.
It was sarcasm. But game three, I'll be up in Cleveland or Indiana. Probably Cleveland. He was dead probably serious. Cleveland now. I'll be courtside talking to my guys.
He was dead serious.
Sarcasm. But back to what
every
I was
joke got a little truth to it. I'm just remember that. Every joke got a little bit of truth in it.
We'll see this year.
Well, but, you did say it was a fight this weekend. So
was it
really? Yeah.
Was it a fight?
It was a fight this weekend.
It was a half fight.
So let me tell you like this though. AB, he came out and I was good with that performance, honestly. You know, he could have did better in the beginning of the round. I heard his trainer telling him he looked like he let them hands go.
Man.
When he let them go, you seen what happened.
Shout out Coach Cav,
I think he ran that that 12th round. So I'm really giving AB the fight. It was close to a tie, but I think
he didn't win that 12th round.
Oh,
he didn't win that 12th round, dog. He didn't win that. I'm in the other way. It was tied going into the 12th, and I had Vargas winning the 12th, honestly. But it was close though. But hey, he didn't do enough, man. Like you say, when he wasn't throwing his hands, man. Like the whole first half of the fight. I mean, might have been his tactics, but you know, like Vargas kind of tired himself out. But yeah, throw some counters or something, bro. Oh, he's gonna look bad on your side. He's gonna look bad. It's more like he's just getting out of work. That's how it looked to me. He was getting out of work the whole first time of the fight. So in the hands, he was killing him. So when he started punching, he was killing him. That first half killed it.
And that's the only thing, Wade B. I mean, because if you look at the Showtime stats, AB clearly connected.
He threw less punches than the more.
Yeah, and that's the only thing. He just wasn't active enough. Early on in the first round, but as far
like
as
if he would through counters in like two of those first like five rounds, he'd been straight. He went through the counters.
But as far as the 12th round, yeah, I mean, if you want to say AB won it, I mean you could because didn't nobody.
I mean,
really
it was close. You know what I'm saying? It was close.
But AB didn't do what he was supposed to do. Like he came out like he didn't get active for what maybe like the last 30 seconds of that fight.
I'll give you the. You know what I'm saying? It was a very close fight. I was okay with the tie. I just thought AB won. I mean, but he did. We beat him like he stole something.
Yeah.
Beat him like he got suspended face, from school.
Man. Yeah.
All that.
Crazy.
I just, you know what I'm saying? I just feel like AB won that fight. But I mean, I'm okay with it. I did too.
But
okay with the tie, but I feel like AB won that fight. That's just me.
The tie was the best thing to happen.
Yeah.
Right, well, we coming and bringing it back to the city because he want to be around us with some homies with some conies.
Homies. Homies
conies, bro. I had it, man. That 12th round, man. That 12th round, I had Vargas winning, so I won in the fight by one round. Because he's the only round he's being aggressive. Like I said, AB wasn't throwing no counters, man. If you throw a couple counters in two of them first five rounds, easily win a round because he wasn't really hitting them for it. He wasn't doing no damage.
Hey, what's
he was
the AB don't hit as hard on against these boxers because they were showing the replays. He was tagging that man. Oh,
yeah, he was tagging him. You see,
I don't think he got knockout power no more, man.
Yeah, he ain't got his power stopped at 140, like 130, 135. Yeah, he was strong for his class, but now he up against some bigger dudes. Yeah.
Bigger dudes, yeah.
His power ain't coming with him.
Yeah. His faces, man. He was tagging them though. His faces, man.
Man, AB
like he ain't getting the fight. But Vargas, man, like he got jumped.
but I'm glad he didn't do it for the whole fight. But I'm glad like if he would have went out, at least he went out swinging.
So
yeah.
Hey, here's next fight going to be? What are they potentially talking about?
American probably beat him up, man. I hope
he
not.
He better not, bro. He better not. He better not
do it. Hey, that could revive his career. Do it and get the dub. Underdog status.
If he win, yeah, he better not. He better not do that, bro. He better chill out.
And we know Amir got a glass jaw too.
Hey, yeah, I say do it.
We know Amir got a glass jaw.
Do it.
He better chill out. Amir, he better chill.
I do it.
Amir called AB out.
AB,
so.
Chill.
Do
AB
it.
Chill.
AB can win chill. That fight.
I think he can. He
hey, but shout out to AB, man.
If he fight like he did the second half of that mark, he can win that fight.
But is he gonna do that though, bro? I don't want to see my fellow Cincinnatian get dropped, bro.
He ain't getting knocked out. AB could take a punch
Facts.
He might fall, but he ain't
gonna get knocked out. Yeah.
I agree, but I don't want to see him get knocked down either. I don't want
to
see it, bro.
He ain't trying to. It ain't gonna be no Madonna stuff, bro. It ain't happening like that.
I don't want to see him take no more L's, man. I don't want to see him take no more
but
L's.
But I'm glad he made that switch as far as his coach gonna be.
Yeah, you could tell it was a difference. Yeah. But it looks like, this close NFL draft tomorrow, so we're gonna have a full recap. Who you got going first? That's all I want to know. Who you got going first?
Who I think should or who will?
Give me both.
Both.
Who should is Saquon Barkley. Who will is going to be a quarterback. Maybe Josh Allen. That's what I'm hearing. I mean,
that's what I'm hearing as well. All the sources are saying
because
Josh Allen.
Because what the Browns hoping is they want the quarterback running back duo. If you take a quarterback first round, Barkley is not going to be there by the time you pick.
He not. Oh hell no, he's going to be gone.
Barkley top five pick for sure.
Yeah. And Giants gonna swoop him up if the Browns
Giants
quarterback.
Need him. So if they don't get in, the Giants is taking him.
That's what I'm saying. So you go. They should take Barkley first and then get a quarterback at four. But they're gonna go quarterback. Obviously.
Yeah, I don't think.
Hey,
it's
you gotta
really
learn.
Like,
you gotta learn your lesson, man. You know what I'm saying? It's they done passed on a lot of quarterbacks.
That is true. That
is. Don't don't take no chances. Grab your quarterback, dog.
Grab hold on. Grab you your quarterback, the one you want, so you have no excuse.
Go grab your quarterback. It looks like from the mock drafts I've seen, they got Sam Darnold going first. I thought Baker Mayfield should go first.
Don't trust a USC quarterback.
Hey, you crazy, bro.
I thought Baker Mayfield should go first.
I don't think so.
Who I think will go first, I think they're going to make a splash and actually grab Barkley first. I think they're going to surprise some people.
Let me just say this now. Josh Rosen is the best quarterback in this draft.
I agree with that, T.
I don't know if he's better than my homie Baker, cuz.
Stop it.
Baker, beast.
Like I said, man, what I would do, I would grab Barkley. I mean, right now, he's the home run. Like you know he's going to be solid.
Yep.
Like, these quarterbacks, you never know.
Everybody got, but looking at the mock draft, everybody got Sam Darnold.
And
never
trust a USC quarterback, dog. Never.
If you don't pick him first, you can always grab him fourth. I don't think nobody's gonna pick him.
I'm feeling like you got to take Barkley first, and then go ahead and grab. One of the quarterbacks gonna be there.
Yeah.
John Allen, they're all
very equal to me. None of them was like head over heels above the other one.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if somebody else can grab one, you got the other one. Like, it is what it is.
And my thing is, like, whoever they take, like, whatever, if they take a quarterback first, like, the quarterback's not going to come in and start. Like, Tyrod Taylor has that job on lock. They just going to groom the quarterback 2-3 years.
Unless Tyrod Taylor playing like boo-boo, which is possible.
Nah.
Yeah, it's very possible. It's possible, bro.
Nah.
They pulled him. That was with the Bills. I'm sorry.
He has better weapons around this year. He has better weapons this year.
Josh Gordon.
They kind of pulled him prematurely, too.
Corey Coleman. They got Jarvis Landry from Miami.
Yeah, they got Jarvis Landry in there.
If they draft Saquon Barkley, give him a decent running back, go with Carlos Hyde.
They're going to win like 3 or 4 games next year.
I give him seven.
I give him like six.
They're
going to
win at least six.
Bro, Tyrod won in Buffalo. He can win with better weapons around him in Cleveland.
They're going to beat the Bengals one game?
Yeah.
Probably.
Yep. For sure.
The Browns good for beating Cincinnati once, normally. Mm. Now, it didn't happen these past 2 seasons, but they good for beating them at least once.
When they have a solid squad, they definitely good for getting them at least once.
They're going to have a solid team. Cause that Baker Mayfield got too many Ryan Leaf trades. I ain't going that far.
I don't trust Baker Mayfield. I don't think he's gonna be that good. Personally.
Bro, he's the Johnny Manziel that was supposed to be Johnny Manziel. Johnny Manziel minus the partying. Watch this.
I don't.
Johnny was gonna be a killer if he could have stayed off the booze, man. I'm telling you.
We'll see.
We'll see.
Does Johnny get back in the league? Quick take. Johnny get back in the league?
No.
Nope.
Not a chance.
He got some heavy hitters, like coaches and stuff that are vouching for him.
We all know why he got a chance. He got a chance. Quick. I ain't gonna say why.
Bengals. We are Cincinnati based show. Bengals got 21st pick. Should they go Lyman or Lamar?
Lyman.
Yeah, he go Lyman with that.
I just don't know.
How I forgot you. Y'all don't think Lamar is an NFL quarterback.
I didn't think he could be one, but I mean,
I just don't think
right now he's not.
Yeah, no.
If he comes to his daddy, of course he's gonna sit behind, you know, Red Rocket for a couple years. Which is cool, you know.
I just don't think Dalton
is definitely serviceable, but I'm going lineman, bro. I'm going lineman.
They gotta get a lineman.
Yeah, you got to.
Automock drafts got them getting a lineman as well.
I mean, yeah, it's almost written in stone unless they pull a Houdini.
I'll be mad
if they don't get a, because a good lineman could win. That could add another game or two, give Andy Dalton time to throw the ball.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I mean, and they signed a lineman in free agency. I think they should get center, basically. They should avoid it. They already got a tackle in free agency. They need a center. That's their biggest need, a center. Personally, I think they get the boy from Ohio State. Ohio State, we produce good linemen.
Ohio State produced good everything, man.
Except quarterback.
That is true, man. Except quarterback. You're right.
But everything else?
Yeah.
Who the best Ohio State quarterback? I can't think of it off the top of my head. Who is it? They got to have somebody that was solid.
I'm giving Troy Smith.
Troy Smith, the best? That was it?
You talk about going to NFL or just period?
NFL quarterbacks. As an NFL quarterback, I can't even.
Troy Smith. Easily.
Terrell Pryor transferred
to wide receiver, so, but yeah, Troy Smith is the best quarterback out of Ohio State history.
Man, they quarterbacks is trash.
Yeah. Facts. Let's have boy 12 gauge get a shot, but.
Man.
Or JT. I don't see him being an NFL quarterback.
I don't see him being an NFL player.
I'm for real. That's another conversation for another day. But he won't. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean his skill set at quarterback doesn't fit the NFL's place. So I actually agree with you there.
Yeah, he's not fast. He can't throw. Let's call it what it is. He sucks.
And y'all heard? Well. Rand was quick to inform us about Dez Bryant possibly going to the Cowboys. No moves yet, but Dez has turned down the Baltimore Ravens.
Yes, to the Giants.
My bad.
Partner, you know
to,
what I'm saying?
To the Giants, but my bad. I opened up old wounds.
You know what I'm saying?
But he has turned. He turned down the Ravens, basically. Ravens offered him a contract. He turned that down.
Raise,
we cool, baby. I'm still rock. Wherever Dez Bryant go, I'm a fan of next year, as long as it ain't the Steelers. I'll even cheer for the Redskins.
The Redskins ain't grabbing them,
but
New York.
I like New York a little bit already, too. You know what I'm saying?
Chad and T.O. 2.0.
2.0,
which means it's better. They wasn't that bad, bro.
Eli's done.
That's another conversation for another day.
Eli's done.
He getting killed, bro. He's in the offensive line. See how protection he got.
I mean, like, let's see how good you hike smack.
Nah.
Hike smack. He only get to say hike. Hike smack.
It wasn't that bad, dog.
What?
Yeah, it was pretty bad, bro.
No, it got bad when he lost all his receivers last year. That's when it got bad. When he ain't had nobody to throw to. That's when it got bad.
Then they sat my man like he was a lame. Yeah, man.
His line ain't that bad. They need a running back though. Hopefully they didn't get Barkley, but if not,
if they get Barkley, I mean, it's gonna do them. Their line is terrible, bro. If they get Barkley, it's not gonna do them no good. He's gonna be getting cracked too.
Their line is bad.
He's gonna have no holes to run through.
It's not that bad.
I'm telling you, Atlanta need to get that man a call. That line is
terrible.
Atlanta Falcons need to get that man a call.
Who does?
Yes. But you know, Atlanta don't know how to make it to the next. You know what I'm saying? They get there and they gonna come up. So they gotta make that big drop. Julio and Dez? Woo-wee! Who you gonna double team nice. Going deep?
Julio.
Yeah, Julio.
Hands down.
Okay, Dez killing one on one going deep, deep.
Dez ain't really a deep ball guy.
What? What is he then?
Bro,
he ain't that fast, he's more like T.O.
He catches ball and gets you yards after the catch.
Oh no, Dez only got the streak route, bro. Yeah, nah, can't get open any other way.
I disagree with that. We'll argue about that another day, but Dez can definitely separate from a cornerback.
I ain't see it this past season.
Well, he had Dak throwing to him. I mean,
right. Dak's throwing behind him.
I mean,
it don't matter.
Yeah, it wasn't getting open. And then when he did get it, he didn't catch the ball.
Man, come on.
He got to your hands. He drops a lot of catches.
That's true. But
this is my squad. I'm just telling you. But all out streak.
But we seen T.O. and Dez do great things with Tony Romo. All he needs is a quarterback. Right. Dak is not the end.
Yep. Tony Romo can throw it deep.
Tony Romo, his deep ball wasn't his strong suit, though. Not at all.
Maybe we was watching different games.
We had to be.
Because Tony was throwing that thing down the field.
Oh, man.
Pick or catch, it was going down the field.
Man. What's down the field? How far? Came not more than 20 yards.
What? Yo, this was down.
Not
to
more
the
than 20 yards, though.
5'3" Hey, Ryan, it was good to talk to you. It's always a blessing. You know what I'm saying? He over here drunk. I don't know if he's watching the same team I was watching for all them years with Tony.
Tell me a deep connection Tony Romo Dez Bryant had. Longer.
It was so many. I can't just pick one.
Stop it.
That's because he can't. He could throw way further than 20 yards.
I can pull the highlights up right now, and I guarantee you, you ain't gonna find a Tony Romo Dez longer than 50 yards. That Dez on the streak. Dez can catch a screen and take it to the house, but Dez going on the streak. No.
I can pull up the highlight right now.
We could pull up
the highlights.
Right, and
you can let the people know if you was right. Because if that's the case, then Tony Romo and Dak Prescott the same quarterback.
It's not true at all.
And it's not true at all.
Tony Romo's more accurate than Dak.
I don't know about that. Tony, my guy, but Tony got all them interceptions for a reason.
Come on.
Let's keep it real. Tony got all them interceptions for a reason.
And the way Dak is playing, he's gonna surpass Tony.
He ain't. They run the ball so much. And Dak don't lose the game for you. Tony will lose the game for you. And that's my guy.
Hey, listen,
Tony broke your heart. He done broke my heart multiple times. I keep coming back.
I can't believe I'm defending Tony Romo because I'm not Tony Romo.
I love
at
Tony
all.
Romo. That's my guy. You're not defending him. You're saying he can't throw the ball for it, which is inaccurate.
He can't.
Okay. Yo, any final thoughts?
Hey, just follow us on everything down to Y513.
Everything. It's been real. Ryan, you got anything you want to say to the people?
Hey, man. Stay tuned. Got more coming up for y'all.
For sure. But you already know. And as always,
everything.
As always, if you want to be a guest on the show, just hit up, let us know. And we had you on here, you know, saying you get your opinion, you know, dissected and destroyed just like everybody else's. You know what I'm saying? Dissected and destroyed just like everybody else.
And with that, we'll catch y'all next week. Round 2 of the NBA playoffs.
Hey. We out.
Peace. Da, 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 da. It's the one and only Eagle Double G. Da, 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 da. You know what happened with the D-R-E.
Yeah. You know the West Coast is back for all you suckers.
Yeah, I'm burning it up. DPGC, you should be turning it up. CBT, LBC, yeah, we hooking back up. And when they bang this in the club, baby, you got to get up. Cause homies, thug homies, yeah, they giving it up. Low lot, yo lot, boy, we living it up. Taking chances while we dancing in the party for show. Slip my girl up. When she crept in the back door, chickens looking at me strange, but you know I don't care. Step up in this mother, just a swing in my hair. Trick, quit talking, quick walk if you down with the set. Take a with some grip and take this on the jet. Out of town, put it down for the father of rap. And if you happen to get cracked, trick, shut your trap. Come back, get back, that's the part of success. If you believe in the S, you'll be relieving your stress.
It's the one and only D-R-E. Dr. Dre, Lil Buffy. You know I'm mobbing with the D-O-double-G. Straight off them killer streets of CPT.
King of the beach, you ride to him in your fleet. Hood whoop the field, rolling on dubs. How you feel? Whoop-de-whoop. What? Dream Snoop hitting cumblers in the light. With Doc in the back, sipping on yak. Clipping all the amps, dipping through hood. Compton, Long Beach, Inglewood. South Central out to the west side. It's California love, it's California. Got your boy a gang of pub. I'm on one, I might bell up in the Century Club. With my jeans on, and my team strong. Get my drink on, and my smoke on. Then go home with something to poke on. Locust on for the 2-0-0. Coming real, it's the next episode.
Hold up. Hey. Well, my ass will be dipping, we soft. We don't play. We gon' rock it till the wheels fall off. Hold up. Hey. Well, my ass will be acting too bold. Take a seat. Hope you're ready for the next episode. Hey. Smoke weed every day.